you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, you'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in. Hello, friends. Lee Brown here, and you have landed at Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today's crazy shit pretty much consists of the fact that we're going to go down a wild bunch of rabbit trails simply because it's a fun conversation. We've got Kyle Draper with us today. He is a coach. He's a former pastor and former roofer and super enjoyable guy. Stay tuned for Jesus and Jewelry, and I'll see you on the other side. Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor. Hey, y'all. Just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. Look, it's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And when the pie doesn't get any bigger, but the people wanting a piece of it do, you've got to figure out a competitive advantage. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. It's everything you need from soup to nuts, cradle to grave, point A to point B, whatever point B is. Each of you has different goals. So maybe you're a new to the career realtor, or you're a super experienced pro who can't figure out that next level. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. It's designed for you before I even met you. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now back to this amazing content. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Good.
Look at, we both have pink on today. Look at that.
I think yours is more of that Nantucket. What do they call that?
It is. It definitely was more pink before I washed it multiple times.
Well, that's good. So. Your OSU hat is not nearly as clashing as it probably was before.
I know. My wife dresses me and helps me with all my fashion. So this morning I was left to my own, and it's a total crapshoot.
That's okay, but your backdrop looks really good. And I got to notice your books are color coordinated. Who did that? Is that your
idea or her? No. My wife walked in my office one day when I was in a meeting, like I was out speaking. And she was like, did you notice what I did? And I was like, no, what did you do? And she color coded my books. So.
Well, tell her that I appreciate her hard work. And now I know what your master closet looks like. And I appreciate that as somebody who color codes too. So.
Oh, good. You do? I will let her know. She was very proud of it and kind of sad that I didn't notice right away.
Okay. She's my people. But if you notice, y'all will be a mismatched pair, because in a marriage, you're supposed to have different skills and talents.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about you, where you're located, what you do for fun. You know, tell us about who Kyle Draper is.
Yeah.
So, first of all, are you related to Don Draper?
You know, here's what's scary about our world is I've literally been asked that in a serious manner.
Oh, somebody thought he was real?
Yeah. And so I would love to say I am related to him. Yeah, he's not real. So no. I do like to drink his drink. That's my favorite drink. So it's cool in a bar setting when I can order a Don Draper as a Draper. It just feels cool.
You like, I'd like a Draper for Draper, please.
That's right. And I've never ordered it like that. I'm going to order it like that the next time.
Well, you know, if the bartender actually stops and says, what are you talking about? Then I know you're not a regular. But if the bartender's like, right, of course, then you might need to cut back on your visits.
I know. Luckily, I'm not a regular to any bar, I don't think. At least not that I remember. But I'm a former pastor turned roofer turned website designer and now real estate social media expert. That's,
wait a minute. I think this is in the Bible. Wait a minute. I think it's 1 Corinthians. Wait a minute. I think you are actually living out 1 Corinthians, right? Hang on.
There's so many verses in 1 Corinthians. I don't know which one you're referring to.
It's in 1 Corinthians 12. It says concerning spiritual gifts, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same spirit. See?
Come on.
You're living in all of it.
Lee, I'm doing all of it. And it's wild. I was a pastor for 10 years. And one day God said, what are you doing? I want to use you with the heart of a pastor in the business world. And That happened 8 years ago. And I can't say that the last 8 years has been incredible since I said yes, but it's been something.
I don't think there's a promise in here about
it. No, there's not. I've been looking for one. Yes. I've been looking for it. And so now I help realtors tell stories, right? Like that's what I do. As you've seen, realtors suck at being creative.
Not all.
But most, right? They're just not good at being storytellers and engaging people and drawing people in. They just know how to talk about themselves. And so I get to, you know, take my skill set in ministry and really help people like formulate their story so that they can draw people to them and serve the people they want to serve without being a salesy real estate professional.
It is wild because if you put most realtors in front of another human, they're good. They can connect. They can do it. When you put them in front of a camera or social media, they're like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, do what you do when you're with your clients because you guys are really good. They just don't, you said it well, they do good things. They don't know how to talk about that. And so they lean into old bad habits. And a lot of us do that. We get inertia. And so you keep doing what you've always done and you keep getting what you've always gotten as a result instead of getting uncomfortable. Because if you're uncomfortable, you might get more creative and you might be learning. Mm. You've been pretty uncomfortable in your life. Is that where your storytelling skills came from?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when I'll never forget the first time I ever preached was in front of 3 fifth graders. And I thought,
How old were you? Were you a sixth grader at the time?
Oh gosh, I probably looked like one. Well, I would have been a really big sixth grader. I'm not a small human. I think I was in my like young 20s. I think I was like 21 maybe. And I've never been more scared to death in my life. And what it taught me, Lee, was how do I take this book that's 2,000 years old and make it fun and enjoyable to a 10-year-old? And when I got into sales, I thought I was terrible at sales. And I actually have a sales story that involves you that you don't even know about.
What?
So I'm here to tell that story today. And I listen to your podcast. So my buddy Phil Treadwell was like, you just need to drop that story on her in the middle of y'all's episode because she'll think it's hilarious.
He only said that so you drop his name in my podcast. Because
probably.
He knows that means I'll tell y'all. You should probably go listen to Phil's podcast because he does have some really great guests. Like, I think I'm his most popular guest ever, although Dustin Braun would disagree with that. But, you know, our world is a lot of fun. But can I just point one thing out before you tell your story?
Yeah, sure.
Saying you had to make that book relevant to that audience. The book is already relevant. And so sometimes we try to make things what we want them to be instead of letting them live on their own. And can't we just agree, Kyle? I mean, I'll call you Pastor Kyle before I let you be Coach Kyle. Don't you think part of our problem in the world today comes because we try to make scripture fit us instead of us learning how to fit the scriptures?
No doubt. No doubt.
But look, we're not going to take y'all down the evangelical road.
Oh, gosh.
Some recommendations on other podcasts to listen to. You can hit me up in my DMs and I will tell you where all the good prophecy is located because.
Oh,
I'm all up into it. I'm evangelical, man. That's my world.
Okay. Okay. We'll have to have some offline conversations about that sometime.
Well, one of my favorite podcasts actually came from one of my guests in our back room conversation, green room conversation at the end of his episode. I didn't know that he and his wife were hardcore evangelicals. And then we had this wonderful conversation. And so anyway, the long story short, listeners and viewers, is if you know who you are, you shouldn't be afraid to let that out because then you get to make some really great connections and people that don't like you for who you are.
Yeah.
Probably were never going to be your connections anyway. And that's okay because they have other connections in their life too. And the world doesn't revolve around you, just FYI.
Come on.
Now for my friend Bobby. So anyway, I got to hear this story. By the way, Kyle, are you in Oklahoma? Is that why you have that OSU hat behind you?
No. So I'm from Dallas-Fort Worth. So we live in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Where? Where in Dallas-Fort Worth?
So I'm in Fort Worth, about 10 miles from downtown, kind of in North Fort Worth.
Right, John.
You used to live in Grapevine?
I did. And actually, when I lived in Texas, do you remember, because you're younger than I am, but do you remember the tornado that came through downtown Fort Worth and like knocked all the glass out of the skyscrapers? I had driven through Fort Worth that day. I was 10 minutes ahead of that tornado.
And shut up.
Before cell phones. I get back to my house and my mama is ringing my landline over and over. And I finally answered. She's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "What? I've been out selling." She's like, "Turn on the news." And so I went and cut on the news, and sure as the world, I was like,
"Oh my gosh."
Yeah, the Lord had his hand on me that day, because that glass could have hit my truck and that would have not been a good day. Instead, it's a story to tell.
Oh my gosh, that's wild. And I graduated from Grapevine High School.
Did you? So do you remember that True Value store there on Main Street?
Yeah.
There was a True Value there. That was one of my best clients. I sold chainsaws at the time. I worked for Husqvarna.
And oh my gosh.
I was the only woman on the sales force, but my territory at the time was Dallas, Oklahoma, south to Waco, Waxahachie, and then all the way out to El Paso in the Panhandle. So This arm was so brown because it hung out the window of my truck all day, every day.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible. What the heck?
And I love the small world that we're in.
It is so wild. And to answer your question, my wife graduated from Oklahoma State. And so that's why I have that hat, as well as I collect hats from places I speak. Oh. And it's kind of one of my calling cards. And so I spoke at the Oklahoma Association of Realtors on the Stillwater campus a few years ago. And so it kind of has dual meaning. But I want to tell your story.
I am so excited to hear this. All right, friends, I'm going to be learning right along with y'all. So let me get my
cup of tea here. This was probably 5-6 years ago. And at the time, it was the Oklahoma Association of Realtors, and you were the keynote speaker. Okay.
We were in that Embassy Suites and Holiday Inn.
Yes. You might actually, my wife was like, "Do you think she's going to remember?" I was like, "There's no way she'll remember." But I don't know. I feel like you might. So we'll see. So I launched my company at that event.
Oh, really?
And so we built websites for real estate agents.
Okay.
And so I had not heard of you at the time. And I sat in the back of your keynote, you know, event. And I just was like, "Oh my gosh, she's incredible. She's funny, right? She doesn't take herself too seriously. She says it like it is." And so as a young, stupid entrepreneur, in my mind, I thought, man, if I could get her to buy a website from me, it would be the big fish that set us on this incredible trajectory to be billionaires. And so I reached out to you, and you're very kind, and I sent you some information, and I can't remember. This was such a traumatic moment for me. I have fragmented memory of this event, but I don't remember if we were on the phone or if it was through email, but literally you said to me, "You're not ready for me." That's what you said. And I was like,
"That's nicer than what I say to most vendors. So at least I wasn't ugly."
Yeah. So, you know, you didn't use any cuss words, but I remember being so defeated.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Because it set me, I think part of the reason I do what I do now is right after that, I thought, golly, just cold calling realtors sucks. Like, this is terrible.
Hard. Right?
We don't know each other. There's no rapport. And part of that was what led me. I just started learning Facebook at the time. This was right 6 years ago.
Right.
And I started teaching real estate classes for free to just begin to build rapport with realtors to then ultimately sell them a website. And I think some of the rejection that you gave me was probably a little bit of the momentum that led me to go, man, there's got to be a better way. I can't handle too many more of those Lee Brown moments.
Well, you're very welcome.
you're not ready for me.
But you know, the reality is often you think about what happens in a sales experience or in a life experience. We do often try to do things we're actually not ready for. And why do we
do that?
Because we don't have the right support system or the right mentor with us. And I say this to realtors all the time. I don't know how anybody survives in this business, Kyle, if they don't have somebody right beside them for the first couple of years. Right. I had my dad, and so I lived in his hip pocket. I don't know how you make it without that. And so now I pour into my agents when they're lost and clueless. I want them to text me and say, "I don't know. What do I do? What do I do?" Because the world is full of unknown situations, but our own ego sometimes gets in our way when if we were just curious and inquisitive, you might actually be able to serve that big fish, but we don't always ask enough questions so that we can learn it.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
I can see if that email's in there. If you ask questions.
It was a horrifying moment for me.
What was the name of the website company?
Agent Impress Me.
Well, that's pretty terrible.
I know. We can't. That's not what this is about. Okay. We don't have to rehash my failed business.
Well, what's the name of your coaching business now?
KyleDraper.com, right? Super simple. Keeping it classy. So
it's a little easier than.
And I saw you have Lee Brown U.
I do.
So I kept it a little bit simpler than you did. I didn't even add a U to the end. I just left it at Kyle Draper.
Well, that's because LeeBrown.com has different stuff on it because I'm terrible at planning when it comes to my own marketing. I just kind of do stuff. And then I'm like, okay, let's rope that back in over here.
Well,
is it ready aim fire or is it fire aim ready?
I think it's anything other than ready aim fire, right? That, like that's the one that makes you slow.
Oh, engineers and accountants, they do ready.
Ugh, no, that's not how I roll. But I think what you said about our ego, I think that's why most realtors are terrible at social media and marketing.
Great. You know, should we look at Instagram feed and see what's at the top of our feed here?
Oh gosh.
Of course, to donuts, it's about, okay, so here's one. This is a closing. These are my supporters. I don't take this for granted. I, me, me. And so if your social post is around I, me, me, maybe you want to adjust that.
Yeah.
And let's see. Here's one that is, well, I see kids. I see a lot of graduations. That's kind of good right now.
Yeah, that's solid.
We'll go with a little bit of life stories there. Okay. Buyer tip. And it's a word post with no visual on Instagram, which is visual. So just a note there, friends, a note there. Oh, let's see. We have one talking about COVID. Don't know that you really won't put that in your social feed right now because, you know, we should be thinking forward.
Hopefully.
Here's National Home Ownership Month post. And this is a repost with 1,000 tiny words on it.
Very little value in anything that you've said so far as to those posts.
Now this girl, so this one does it well. Kara Mim, she's in Virginia. Do you know Kara?
I don't.
She's actually one of my advisors for National Code of Ethics Day.
Oh, I'm gonna look her up.
Here says, join us as we spill the tea about first-time home buyers and its advertising and Instagram Live.
I love it.
It's not a workshop. It's not a seminar. It's we're gonna spill the tea. And she's Southern. That is a
good great
post because who's it about?
I love it.
The value she's going to provide. So anyway, I had to pull that up because it goes to the heart of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you tell somebody when they join your coaching program after you do? I'm sure you do some kind of a post-mortem evaluation of all their social feeds. What's the first piece of advice you give?
The very first thing that I correct is their mindset. My podcast is called The Social Media Mindset because so many realtors, the first question they ask is, what should I post?
Why do they ask that?
Right. Because in their minds, that's the fastest way to victory to them.
But what would you say if we were sitting down to drink the Draper cocktail with the Draper? What's the first thing to talk about? Would you sit there and say, okay, so what do we talk about now? No. What would you say? What'd you talk about? What's the first?
No. I would first ask them, like, what's your relationship with social media?
You wouldn't ask that over cocktails. What's the first thing you'd ask them over cocktails?
Well, just in general, if we were just like having a drink for the first time
with a new client and you're drinking with Draper, what's the first conversation topic you'd go to?
I would go directly to tell me about yourself. All right. What do you do? What are you about? That's what I would be asking.
So
is that good or is that bad?
I'm totally poking at you now because this is how I roll, but isn't that a social post?
100%.
Yeah. What are you about?
Yeah.
Why do most people never talk about their own history, their own story? I say this as somebody whose podcast is almost 5 years old. Still haven't told my own crazy shit stories, but I totally will. Because one of them, the guy's almost dead. Bless him. He's going home here shortly, and then I can tell that story.
I can't wait to hear. Well, that sounds terrible. I just said, I can't wait to hear it. Does that mean that I hope that he...
No, he's got the dementia. And so for him to go, it'd be a good thing.
Okay, good. Okay.
Point that out. The Black Church does funerals correctly because they do home going services instead of funerals.
Oh,
that's the way to look at it, man. Oh, but anyway, so back
smart.
To what over cocktails. And so you're going to get them to open up a little bit about who they are. And that's really where the content comes from. So what if somebody says, but Kyle, I've lived the most boring life ever. There's nothing exciting about me. Pull them out of their self-defeating space. Because a lot of entrepreneurs put on the front of ego.
Yep.
Because they've got a really giant hole inside that's not been filled up. So how do you get them there? Because that's part of what we're talking about here with mindset. Yeah.
Well, so the way I get them there is a friend of mine, Chelsea Pite, she said that I figured y'all know each other.
One of my favorite people ever here.
And I call her friend. We've never even met in real life. I guess that's the power of social media.
Hang on a minute. Say this again. Hang on a minute. So tell me about who you're talking about here, Coach Kyle.
Yeah. So Chelsea Pites, who I call my friend. She probably doesn't call me her friend, but I call her my friend. But she said
might know.
A while back, hopefully she will, especially if she now knows that like you and I know each other. So I'm slowly just meeting people that already know her. So she's forced to have to, you know, hang out with me one day. And she said, Lee, there's magic in the mundane. And she said that. She dropped that. I don't even remember where I first heard her say it. And that is the existential problem, in my opinion, with realtors, is everyone is boring, right? None of us are flying around on private jets and going to our yacht. And, you know, having our butler that we pay $300,000 a year to cook us our steak, like we all do the same stuff every day. And I think it's the realtors that are trying to always one-up everyone with their social media. They're hurting themselves the most because they're becoming unrelatable to all their friends.
We're not naming any names, people, but let's look at Chelsea's feed and see if she lives what she's talking about.
Oh, gosh, of course she does.
Look, but of course, she does have perfect makeup. So for the record, she's Chelsea.Pites on Instagram. But you'll see her with her hair fixed, with her dog, with her kid, with the husband. The one from Christmas was freaking hilarious. If you didn't see that, you got to go back in her feed.
It is funny. But if you follow her on her stories, you're going to see the messed up hair. You're going to see the pre-makeup. Right now, she's great with filters. So she always knows how to do it the right way. But she's absolutely the best. If you're in real estate and don't know who she is, you're crazy.
Any kind of entrepreneur, or actually, if you're just an interesting person, because she's really interesting because she lives a life. So let me ask you this, Kyle, if you're eating an air taco, which way does your head go? Eat an air taco right now and see what happens to your head. So what your head tells.
Is that to the right?
Why do we tilt our head when we imagine an air taco?
I don't know. I've never thought about that before.
My head goes to the left. Your head went to the right. Does that mean something? Chelsea's going to have to tell us about it.
Now I'm going to have to go buy a taco today and actually eat a real taco to determine if a real taco does the same thing that an air taco does.
It is Taco Thursday somewhere.
Taco Thursday.
So let me ask you this. You're a coach of social media. People bring their own story into play so they can be connective to other people. Is a story about how you eat an air taco a way to connect other people?
100% it is.
Because what did we just do?
We both just did it. And, you know, Lee, here's what I love about this. And this is what gets overlooked. The way we win in our business is to take up really mind share. I saw you had David Greenspan on your podcast.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's so smart.
And so he has the Mindshare podcast. And I remember I heard that name and was like, gosh, dang it. That's such a cooler name than mine. And so now I just steal his and I use it all the time. But we're trying to take up mindshare with people. And it's the most random things that keep us top of mind with other people. It's, I'll never forget when you made me eat an air taco live on a podcast, right? Like, that's what's memorable. Nobody's going to walk up to you at Target and go, look at the American flag duck.
Salute the duck, Kyle.
Salute
the duck. See, you just did it, what I asked you to do.
The duck.
But that's social media. So it's mind shares about that connectivity.
100%.
That creating a reaction. And you're creating a reaction connection by talking about the draper who drinks the draper. I guarantee you somebody listening to this or watching this is going to go out to eat tonight and they're going to ask for a draper and they don't have the foggiest idea what they're asking for.
Right.
But they're going to want to try it because they've met you and you gave that little accidental tidbit for no reason at all, except that we're talking about Don Draper. It's not real.
And it's going to, you know, somebody might even go look up the Mad Men show. It becomes their favorite show.
Who hasn't seen Mad Men?
And every time they watch it, they think about this episode.
Probably. Right? Like,
nobody walks up to you at Target and goes, oh my gosh, Lee, I just have to tell you, your video on 3 tips for buyers last week, it was incredible.
You know what they walk up to me at Target and say? They say, I saw your little video where you were mad at the school board. And I agree. It's something that's a different kind of connectivity, which spoiler is seldom real estate, which is also both of us do coaching for realtors. We don't talk in our social feed about coaching of realtors because that's not interesting at all.
Right.
Unless you happen to be at that one tiny moment in your life and you're like, I need some help, which is also real. You have to have some mind share, but you ain't gonna get it being boring.
No, you're not. But at the same time, it doesn't take a whole lot to not be boring.
It's true.
Right?
How did you meet your wife?
Oh gosh. You want this story? My parents, they were a part of the same direct sales company for 34 years.
Amway? Mary Kay?
No, it was called Premier Designs. It was high fashion jewelry.
My mother bought Premier Designs.
Oh my gosh. Are we related? What is happening?
Of them.
So they were the number one.
I've heard that in like 30 years, legit.
Wow. Well, they were the number one salespeople in the company for over 20 something years.
What up?
And so they were doing a training in Oklahoma. And my wife, her aunt was under my parents, and my wife sold Premier Jewelry when she was in college.
Wait a minute. So she was just randomly in their downline?
She was just randomly in their downline. They didn't know who she was. They go to this training. I'm currently at school at Baylor University. And my dad calls me and goes, Kyle, I met this girl and she loves the 2 J's, Jesus and jewelry. And so she can fit in the drapers. And I went, Dad, I'm 20 years old. Like I don't care about some random girl in Oklahoma. And so I brushed him off. Well, about a month later, my mom goes to another training and she meets her.
Oh.
And now mama's calling going, hey, Dad was for real. Like, this girl's incredible. So we connected on Facebook back in the day when you had to have a college, like an EDU email address to have Facebook, when Zucks, like right when he made Facebook. And so we like long distance dated for a couple months. We broke up. We didn't talk for 4 years.
Oh.
And then we reconnected on social media again. And long story short, I had been kind of a jerk to her the first time around. And so I apologized to her for being a jerk, just trying to be a good person. I was now a pastor at that time. And like 9 months later, we were married. And here we are.
If you want to make that little video for your IGTV or on your Instagram channel, then I'm going to think that you are totally missing a great opportunity. Look, guys, that's how easy it is to tell your own story. Ask somebody else theirs. And how many of y'all listening or watching are going, oh, I want to tell you how I met my other half.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows those stories.
No, because we're trying too hard to be perfect and polished instead of mundane, right? Because it feels mundane to talk about
it. Does
the other half?
Yeah, and you've told it so many times to a certain group of people, but I have so many friends on social media now that they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. Look at you! You're just pulling stuff out of me today.
Well, that's because before I let you off the podcast, I'll tell you my favorite friend from my Husqvarna days. Well, not my favorite, one of my favorites. He and his wife live in the Piney Woods of Texas. And when he and I met, he was giving me a tour of my territory. And I said, how did you meet LaVey, Billy? And he said, I was a pallbearer at her cousin's funeral. And I was like,
wow,
that's a story you don't often get to hear. And so that actually, I was creating small talk because that's a gift that's getting lost in the world.
Yeah.
But it also gave me the reason now to ask that question all the time, because I've learned so much about you now, because now I know that Jesus and Jewelry is a Thing, which, by the way, that's the title of this podcast, and that your mom and daddy were looking out for you, just like good parents do. We're supposed to find in our kids some good options out there, and that not all pyramid schemes are bad. I've made fun of pyramid schemes my life. I will stop now because that is precious. That
oh my gosh,
brought together by multi-level marketing.
This is not how I saw this episode going, but it's just, it's what the Lord wanted, I guess.
He always gets his way one way or the other, whether we want to admit it or not.
That's true. That's very true.
Before I let you off the show, and we'll have to do a follow-up episode at some point because we didn't really talk about your coaching that much. Although I will say, I'm pretty sure everybody who's listened to this episode or watched this episode now has at least three solid ideas for creating a more interesting story in their social media content. So Kyle, why should they reach out to you and how can they reach out to you if they want to talk to you more?
Well, why they should is most realtors I know have been taught how to sell. Most realtors I know are incredible salespeople and they're pointed towards social media and shown like that's an extension of your sales opportunities. And so most realtors are completely misusing social media, attempting to sell to the people that already know, like, and trust them. And they just need to be present in front of. So if anybody hears that and goes, oh, I think I've been doing that, I'd love to talk to you. And I'm Coach Kyle Draper on all social media platforms, kyledraper.com. I'm pretty easy to find. There's thousands of videos of me out there saying smart things, saying dumb things, right? You got to just keep going to get to the good stuff.
Well, frankly, if you only said smart things and polished things, that would be pretty inauthentic and totally against how you're coaching. So you
100%
should throw stumbly things in there too, because they make you real.
100%. And I want you to come on my podcast, hopefully.
Done.
That would be incredible.
We'll hook that up and then we'll cross-promote the episodes and talk about different stuff. And by the way, high five for name dropping more people in one episode than has ever happened before. And they're all going to totally eat it up because, you know, we all like a little bit of a recognition in our lives. But mostly, thank you for coming on the show. And for
you're so welcome.
Very interesting, random, rabbit traily conversation, which are my favorite ones. And frankly, that's why most of us love realtors and real estate, because that's the crazy shit in real estate, is all the directions you get to go in and you still land in great relationships with great people.
Absolutely. Lee, thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. And friends, if you want to come on the show and tell some story of your own, or if you like the love stories, by the way, go back and listen in season 2 when I did a whole series in February of realtors who fell in love and got married through real estate. It was my
I love that.
Fun. If you look for Sid Pugh from Alabama, he told the story of him and his wife who met through real estate over 50 years ago.
Wow.
So that's actually the fun part of having done the episodes. I get to know people with different parts of their lives and just real estate. And if you want to tell your story, hit me up on social media. But in the meantime, subscribe, give us a like and some stars, like 5 of them is the best. If you can't give 5, then frankly, I'm going to wilt like a plant no one waters in the corner and just die. And then make sure you tune in and we'll see you next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.